It didn't take long to tear out the 12-year-old turf, which was long past its prime. And when the old field fell victim to arson last year, it seemed an easy decision to replace it. CBJ project manager Catherine Wilkins says it was just in time.
This technology on sports fields, it seems to be constantly changing. So if you have a field that's 2 or 3 years old, they sort of refer to it as the last generation. A field that's 10 years old, I don't even know how many generations back that would be.
So what's different since the generation installed in the year 2000?
It's the nature of the backing, which is the big change.
Adair Kennedy Field sported the first artificial turf in Juneau.
The other one had sort of a looser fiber to allow it to drain straight through. This actually has little holes punctured, which should be allowing better drainage.
And while that first field was well drained, the system needed work. The outfall pipe has been cleaned and a catch basin installed.
So it's just the carpet on the top, basically, that's being replaced, and we think that it'll last longer than the last one did.
Replacing the carpet is hardly basic. The intricate cutting, sewing, and gluing process has been done by Shaw Sportex, one of only a few companies that specialize in synthetic turf fields. Juneau Field Superintendent Eric Pratt has been
everywhere, anywhere they want to send me. So I've been as far as Istanbul, Turkey.
And he was part of the Shaw team that put in the JDHS practice field in 2005. In fact, he's installed
miles of turf, miles upon miles.
Pratt begins by sewing turf sections together. The industrial sewing machines are so specialized that he travels with three. Since mid-June, Jacob Graves has been watching every step of the field installation. He's the inspector on the job, the eyes and ears for the city and borough, and R&M Engineering.
Well, it's not as simple as just planting grass, things sewed together like a quilt.
Once the turf is sewn, the hash marks, numbers, yard lines, and other symbols are cut in and superglued. The Shaw guys have developed terms for that gluing process, smooshing and sprooging. Brody Jacobson is gluing down a very large zero.
Right now the glue is smooshing underneath the number in the turf, so it's smooshing.
And what does smooshing do?
What it does is it the glue needs to kind of come up and over the turf and the number so that it gets a good grip on it when it dries.
Next comes the rubber infill. The Shaw crew arrived with a Turfco spreader, but on June 19th it was burned in an arson fire along with all the glue and sealing tape.
It was the first time I had that happen.
Dave Herbert says he has worked on artificial fields in every state but Idaho. When the second Turfco spreader arrived in Juneau,
we took it away from here.
Then last week, they hauled it out of safekeeping and dispersed the rubber crumbs that soften the blow with every step or fall.
It's a certain pounds per square foot that's specific to each field, basically.
Shaw Field Superintendent Pratt is about to brush in the rubber with a special machine called Lemoore.
It's just a matter of dropping the rubber down in layers, nice even lifts is what we call it, and then brushing it in so it drops down in between the fibers. And that's it. That's the magic to it.
Pratt and his crew have wrapped up their magic. They've put the finishing edges on the new artificial turf and are heading to another city, another field. Throughout the project, CBJ's Wilkins has not missed a step.
They really know their stuff.
Soon Juneau kids will take to the field, which is courtesy of their voting parents, who agreed last year to allow the city to sell $1.2 million in bonds to pay for it. The state of Alaska will reimburse Juneau for 70% of construction costs. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.